That was Capital with Bright Skies on the RDU Morning of Absolute Truth for Wednesday. Now it's time for the Scorpio book review. Just reminding you that today I'm giving away the Scorpio voucher along with the review, so listen very closely and I will ask a question based on the review at the end of the segment. If you're first in with your name and the correct answer, then you will get the voucher. And today I am joined by Rachel from Scorpio Books. Rachel, how are you doing?
Good morning. I'm cold, but I'm good.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people can relate to that at the moment. Hey, speaking of the cold weather, we've got a sort of going outside themed book today, which you know, for those who are tough or just want to plan ahead, this is about pruning fruit trees.
It is about pruning fruit trees, a little bit different today. Winter is the ideal time for pruning your fruit trees.
There you go.
So although there are different kinds of pruning that you can do throughout the seasons, I was really excited about this book. It's produced by a New Zealand woman called Kath Irvine. She is runs a company called The Edible Backyard. I believe it's based in Levin, or at least it's somewhere in the North Island. And she runs lots of workshops. I think she's a permaculture specialist. But she's written this really informative guide to pruning fruit trees. It's called Pruning Fruit Trees, A Beginner's Guide. It is a slight book, so it's not overwhelming in terms of sitting down to read something and it taking you months on end and you never achieve anything. It's only 75 pages and that includes notes and a glossary and indexes and all sorts of things. So you could read it in a night if you wanted to.
Is it supposed to be read as a sort of linear book?
Well, that's the interesting thing, is that yes, I think once you've read it as a linear book, you can dip in and dip out as you need to. I think it's really easy to read as a linear book because it's actually surprisingly conversational and actually really interesting to read. I suppose the reason I decided to read it was, you know, that idea, you know, we've all got a lemon in a pot on our back deck or something of the sort, or we might have bigger fruit trees in our garden or in pots around. Now of course you get it, you buy them, you're all excited, it starts to grow and it starts to do its thing, and then you realise that it probably needs some pruning. And you might rely on maybe some memories of being in the garden, maybe with a parent as a youngster, and you're like, oh, I know how to do this. I'm gonna chop this one out here. I think I remember something what they said about pinching that out and cutting that back here. So you go chopping around, and then all of a sudden you find you've got all of these branches springing off in the next season that you don't know why they're going there. You don't have any fruit. Why don't I have any fruit? Maybe your lemon trees become really twiggy. You keep trying and you keep trying, but you don't achieve anything. And she demystifies all of it. Her approach is really simple, and she takes you through step by step with each tree what you need to do. She gives us the basics at the beginning of why a tree needs to be pruned and how you achieve that. And she gives you loads of diagrams, and she demystifies the lot. And as I said, her style of writing is really conversational. So you really feel like, I feel like she made me feel capable of doing this. And as I said, it's a beginner's guide. So I thought I would sort of just let you in on, sort of give you a bit of information that I've picked up from this.
Yeah, sure.
And also just show you what her conversational style is like. So she's, of course, saying that pruning is a skill learnt like any other, and anybody can learn to do it. Mm-hmm. It's no trickier than driving a car, she says. It just comes with plenty of practice and observing your tree and knowing what to do. She takes you through the different types of trees that you need, whether it's a central leader or a vase shape or a espalier, and what trees are suited to each one of those things, and how to achieve that shape, whether you're doing it from a brand new tree that's gone in or whether you're trying to train a tree that's already there, and how you go and do that. She talks about the different cuts, whether you should use either a heading cut, which is shortening any branch, or whether you should use a thinning cut, which is taking one out, and how you achieve both of those and when they should be used for and what trees they should be used for. So this is just an example of her writing style. So this chapter is called Tree Trickery, How to Train Trees. Cutting elicits a growth response. The more you cut, the more your tree will shoot the following seasons. Lots of water shoots and upward vigour are a headache for the pruner. Less is better, less cutting for less response. Ergo, less pruning, bringing out a lovely cycle of calm. And this, my friends, is an excellent goal for the pruner, the creation of calm trees. So I really enjoy this conversational style that she has. It's not dry and boring. You can read through it with ease. So
probably helps people remember certain things as well, if there's a sort of memorable turn of phrase associated with it or what have you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what I found as well. Reading through it, there's a bit of repetition, but not in the way that it's not unjustified. You move through from shape to shape, and she's reminding of you of all of these things that you need to create calm trees that offer you growth. And so you're almost, she's just re-cementing that information every single time. And because of the way she's presented it, I feel like I can remember everything that she's told me. And although I'd have to dip back into to be reminded of what angle trees should be, you know, branches should be growing on. I think the other thing that's really interesting, and I've always found extremely confusing in fruit tree growing, is the different types of trees, the different types of fruits, and the growth that they have on certain years. Obviously, some of them have their fruit growth on first year, second year, sometimes third year. She demystifies all of that as well, and so you are in a position where you really understand what trees grow their fruit on what year and how to make that work for you. I was, funnily enough, the section about hormones I found really interesting. She talks about the more horizontal the branches, the more fruitful the branches. Now, naturally, your branch grows upwards and the hormones will skyrocket up to the tip. So the trick is to actually tie those branches down by taking a rope and pulling it down and weighting that branch down with either a rock or a peg or to the tree or whatever. And therefore, and this is another example of her conversational style, the more horizontal the branch, the less inclined towards a lush, unproductive growth it is. And that's how trees' hormone rolls. The fruit energy in a vertical branch happens at its tip. Tie that branch down and the energy shifts. So the energy shifts along the branch, which means you're going to get a much more productive crop along that branch. Amazing stuff. Yeah. You know, those simple little things that I'm sure all gardeners know out there, but I certainly didn't know, and that, found very informative.
That's the important thing if you're getting into anything like that, whether it's, you know, gardening or cooking or whatever, you need to get the brass tacks. You know, so
absolutely, you need to know there's foundation roots of what you're doing. I think what I liked as well is that at the back she talks about different trees and exactly what to do at what time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in there and I thought, okay, what do I need to do with my fig?
Yep.
So had a look at that, and she talks about what to do in spring, summer and autumn and winter, what to do on the different growths at the different times of year, and also whether it's year one, two or three. And so once you've read the book, I could just pop back in and say, okay, I know the foundations about what she's talking about now. Let's go from there.
And let's give away the Scorpio voucher. So the book is Pruning Fruit Trees by Kath Irvine, a beginner's guide to pruning... Yeah. You know what I mean? But I will ask, speaking of seasons, what is the best season to prune fruit trees in? What's the best season for pruning fruit trees? 021-738-985. That's 021-738-985. Or just use the RDU app. First person to get the right answer along with their name, I will give the Scorpio voucher to. I'm back to announce that in just a moment. And if you want to get yourself a copy of Pruning Fruit Trees, A Beginner's Guide, then you can pop over to Scorpio Books. They've got that along with all kinds of other instructionals and non-fiction and fiction and pretty much everything else you could name. And in the unlikely event there's something you want they don't have, they're also specialists in ordering in pretty much anything in the known literary universe. Rachel, thank you again for joining us, and we'll chat to you in about a month.